Okay. So one of the phrases that comes up over and over in the Tvarim or in Chumash in general is, this is maybe a general point, but I don't think I ever did this with you, is that Israel is described as what? Land of milk and honey. Great. Land of milk and honey, right? Eretz, and that's what God tells you. Let's right, talk maybe the happy parts here, right? That we get into the klalot because Moshe is telling them, right, you're going to go in and you're going to write down the Torah. So that you deserve to stay in this good land. Right now, this is again the theme, as we've talked about, of the klala, right? You deserve it. If you recognize that it's from God and you do everything that entails, so then you deserve it, etc. Good. Let's talk about that phrase, Zavat Chalav Udvash. Okay. What does Dvash mean?
Honey.
Honey. What type of honey?
Date honey.
Good. Right? It means probably date honey. Right now, there are indeed places in Chazal where there's an indication that it might also mean bee honey, as it is brought as one of the possible sources for honey being kosher, right, by the Gemara, despite the fact that it is, what's it called?
A blood product?
Yeah, right. It's Yotze Min HaTame is really the relevant category here. But let's talk for a moment about chalav, right? Chalav is the one you always thought you knew what it meant.
Are you saying simple pot to shak also mean fat?
No, that's chalav, not chalav. Chalav is fat. Chalav is not fat. But what's the problem? Tell me, what is the problem of saying that chalav means milk?
No,
there are. That's fine. What's the problem? Okay, let's try the other way. What is it that drives us to say that dvash doesn't mean, right, probably, at least at the pshat level, doesn't mean bee honey, right? The simplest is that it means date honey, or what we call in Israel. What do we call it in Israel, by the way? No. No, that's bee honey. What do we call date honey? Dvash. No. It's also called Ceylon. You ever seen Ceylon? What do you think Ceylon is? Right? That's what Ceylon is. It's date honey.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's super sweet. They put it in everything in this country. It's right. That's what it is.
What
why? But now, here's what I want to get you conceptually. No.
Because it's all about the Shivat Hamini.
Yes, thank you.
Milk is it.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? The reason that Dvash, right? The reason that in Pshat Dvash refers to the dates is because you're describing the greatness of the land, the agriculture of the land. And that's why the simple pshat, even if it might also mean, right, bee honey, we understand that fundamentally dvash means dates and date honey because we're describing the greatness of the physical land of Israel. Now, because of this, right, Reb Reuven Margoliev, who was a fascinating person, really quite fascinating, his probably most well-known sefer, was learned Sanhedrin. Is Margoliot Hayam. Have you ever seen Margoliot Hayam? Margoliot Hayam is like a book that goes line by line, is encyclopedic in its knowledge of everything, because the man was the librarian in the National Library. Massive, massive Talmud Chacham, wrote a lot of really, really interesting books. Really, really out of the box. Margoliot Hayam is about his most normal book, The Parish on it, but he has like a book on Reb Reuven Margoliot. What? 20th century? Israel? He wrote a book on the Shemot of Malachim. He wrote like all types of really interesting books. And he argued that, well, you know what, maybe chalav doesn't really mean milk in pshat either. What else might it mean? What? No, that's still milk. That's still milk. What might it mean?
Wheat, barley.
What?
Could be the grains, wheat and barley.
So how would it be chalav?
Okay. It could be
or if it's like plant-based milk, almond milk, soy milk, or something.
Or olive oil. I think it's olive oil.
Good. So if I ask olive you oil, what, so here, let's try. Let's do this. It's a thought experiment. If I asked you, if you didn't know the pasuk, right? If you were a modern Israeli tour guide, and you wanted to talk of the great agriculture in Israel. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? Thank you. You are going to talk about grapes. You're going to talk about grapes. Of course you're going to talk about grapes. Why are you going to talk about grapes?
Israel has lots of them.
Good. And?
They're really good here.
And? Yeah, they make wine. Viticulture is, right, you want to praise something for having good agriculture. The number one thing you praise is viticulture.
This is called female, which implies a female must be able to come from a female.
No, chalav can also mean milk elsewhere. The question isn't whether the word chalav means milk. The question is, does chalav mean milk in this pasuk?
Okay.
Not, can it ever mean milk? Of course it means milk, right? Okay. The question is, does it mean in this? Are we praising Israel for milk? So, he argues that in pshat, a much better way of understanding it is...
Liquid that comes from something.
What type of wine?
Red wine.
No, come on. White wine. Thank you. Right? White wine. Right? White wine. Now he proves it. This is your phone?
Yeah. Okay.
Here. I know I once wrote a blog post on it and then I put his piece in. I can get you his proofs.
Yeah, not,
is it? Should I look it up?
No, you
don't like it.
Right now, right, so he argues that in pshat, what it should be is white wine. Right now, this would make a lot of sense because then what would the pasuk be doing? It would be praising the agriculture of Israel.
But
now,
isn't Geffen one of the other Shiva Aminim already?
Yes. What?
Aren't grapes already one of the
and other? And so is Dvash.
That's the whole idea.
Right?
But why
isn't Dvash? But then Dvash refers to dates.
But then why pick those two out of the rest of them?
What?
If he's using the Shiva Aminim to describe
that, I don't know, but why do Chazal think that it means... But remember, right, this is already standard. Now, he actually has good proof for this. And so let me read it to you, right? Shir HaShirim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Bati ligani achoti kala ariti marim im sami, achalti ari im divshi, shatiti yini im chalavi, ichlu reim shatu v'shichru dodim. The Targum on the Pasuk of shatiti yini im chalavi translates it as yayin sumak, the yayin chuvar, red wine and white wine, right?
Why is it called yayin sumak?
I mean, yayin, standard yayin, right? The way Targum translates is the word yayin with nothing else means
red wine.
Means red wine, and chalav was just a way that they referred sometimes to white wine, right?
Wait, where is that?
That is Perikei Pasuk Aleph, the Targum of Shir HaShirim, and he says it's even mashma in Breishit Rabbah, where in Parshat Vayechi it says chibes bayayin livusho ze hachalav ubedam anavim suto ze haadom. Right? So there seems to be a second tradition found in Breishit Rabbah, which is Tana Idik, found in the Targum in Shir HaShirim, which is quite early, who argues, right, that maybe another way of understanding this is that God, that this isn't playing about milk, it's not about dates. I mean, sorry, it is about dates, right? This is just a pasuk, which makes a lot of sense, is praising the agriculture of Israel. Now, of course, you do have to get into the problem that just like with the honey things, there are potential halachic implications to this, because we do learn halachic things from the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Shavu Eretz Zavad Chalav Udvash, and how you deal with that pshat chazal potential difference. But what he, I think, proves compellingly is that there is at least an early tradition which argues that Eretz Zavad Chalav Udvash is exactly what you would want it to mean, which is a praise of the agriculture in Israel. And yeah, it picks two of the Shavu'ot meaning. Why not the others? I don't know, right? Presumably wine. I mean, wine's really not a kasha, it's just the most chashuv, right? Viticulture just is, right? Why dates? I'm not 100% sure, except you see in Chazal that dates were also particularly important. They used it for alcohol, right? They used it for energy, right? It was considered like the paradigm of an indulgent food, right? When they talk about it, people in Bavel, right? People in Bavel are wealthy and spoiled because they have so many dates, right? There is this notion that it was sort of a high class. It was a very chashuv food, and they would make alcohol out of it, right? So and they would make alcoholic foods out of it. Like anyways, but that is a thought on it to maybe get you thinking about what it is what the Sukkim are doing when it praises Eretz Yisrael. And at the very least, I think it's interesting and worth thinking about. He also, by the way, notes that this makes a lot of sense because often what two fruits are linked in elsewhere in Tanakh. Geffen and Teina, right? Those are linked. It's not like they happen to be two of the Shevet Aminim. They happen to be two Shevet Aminim that go together, Geffen and Teina, right? So it's actually not arbitrary at all. That's a normal pairing in Tanakh. Okay.